From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, there's been a lot of fracking for natural gas in Pennsylvania. But now some homeowners are asking, how much is a lot? And are we being paid fairly for our resources?
But first, let's get to the latest on that school stabbing outside of Pittsburgh. A 10th grader is being questioned by police after allegedly stabbing 19 other students and a security guard, some seriously, at the Franklin Regional High School in Murraysville, Pennsylvania this morning. Murraysville Police Chief Thomas Seafeld said a school principal stopped the suspect by tackling him, and he praised the person who pulled the fire alarm.
What we teach and we try to talk about is the first thing you want the students to do is to run. You know, and upon my arrival and the arrival of the other officers, that's what we saw. We saw a chaotic scene outside with people running everywhere. So yes, the fire alarm being pulled probably assisted with evacuating the school. And that was a good thing that that was done.
Well, joining us with the latest from Murraysville is Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reporter Molly Bourne. Molly, you're there in the parking lot outside the school. What's the latest right now?
So I'm in the parking lot outside the school. I can't see a whole lot right now. There is another press briefing coming up soon, so we're hoping to get some more information. The superintendent spoke with us a little bit ago, along with the public safety spokesman for Westmoreland County, passed along his thoughts and prayers to the families of the injured, and just sort of gave us a little bit of an update. But we should be hearing again from police, hopefully, around 2.
And at this point, you're saying injured. That's what we know right now. People have been injured, but nobody has been killed by this, right?
Correct. There are 19 students injured and the one security guard who has a stomach wound. Of the 19, or actually of the 20 total, 4 are critical. Could be 4 students or 3 and the security guard. We're not sure just yet. My colleagues back at the newsroom have been tracking down information from the local hospitals. I think there's 4 or 5 that the students and the one adult were taken to.
And I know that a colleague of yours spoke with one of the students who saw this all unfold. What did that student have to say?
Yeah, my colleague Rich Lord interviewed Gracie Evans. She's a junior from Murraysville. She said she got to school around 6:50 this morning. About 20 minutes later, she and her friend were standing in the hallway, and she said, I saw this kid in all black running down the hallway, stabbing. He was just stabbing everyone that was in his way. Just really harrowing details. She also said that she was able to, I believe, help another student. Again, I didn't do the interview, but there were several people who stepped up to help others that were in danger. And we're trying to track down some of those folks now, too.
What are people saying so far about why this might have happened and any motive that might have existed?
Sure. They're not really talking a lot about motive at this point. I think that's still pretty much under investigation. What we know, I should say, about the suspect so far is that he is a student. He is 16 years old. He was taken into police custody. He also did suffer some minor injuries to his hands, so he's being treated for those at the moment. But, you know, as for a motive, police aren't really saying a whole lot at this point. And, you know, we hope to get some more information at the next press briefing opportunity.
And we also hear that the school does have a full-time Murraysville police officer assigned, right? How is the security there, as far as you know?
Right. So they do have what's called a school resource officer, and that is a police officer from Murraysville, where the town where Franklin Regional Senior High School is. And we know there aren't metal detectors. I believe someone asked that at the last press briefing. But again, the school resource officer is full-time. When the superintendent came out to speak with us some time ago, he said the actions and response of our staff, student, and local law enforcement officers saved many lives. They really emphasized that in this last gathering was that this could have been significantly worse.
Well, Molly, these stories, as you know, are happening so often, not usually a stabbing, though. Usually it's a shooting that happens at a school in a situation like this. But They're happening so often. I wonder if there's anything we can take away, at least from how this was responded to. And we heard the police chief earlier talk about a fire alarm being pulled. And I wonder whether they're praising that as the right thing to do, because the fear there would be that if you pull the fire alarm, a bunch of students come out into the hallway and then put themselves at risk, perhaps.
Yeah, I think that there were several students that that made efforts to try to help others who were in danger, and some of the officials cited this particular student who pulled the fire alarm as someone, from what I understand, who did the right thing, that that alerted people that there was a problem. Again, I see your point about tracking students into the hallway because of that alarm, and that is a good point. That initially there were reports that this was a fire drill that had happened, and that was right. That was wrong. It was that somebody pulled it to alert other students.
Yep.
So.
Okay, well, Molly, thanks for bringing us up to date on that story. Molly Bourne with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Thank you very much.